Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate with your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah,
let's catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm trying to read and say something different at the same time.
No, I am John Wallace.
You're John Wallace. Mary can be the host of the game show. Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace in the studio tonight. Multi-million dollar producers with At Properties, Mark and Mary Wortman, highly trusted in Southwest Michigan real estate. They serve their clients with old-fashioned personal attention to make buying and selling real estate worry-free, effortless, and fun. Not hard to find five-star reviews for both of them online. Recently sold more than 100 homes, currently at least 14 listings across Southwest Michigan. And there is a new member to the Wortman Real Estate as well. Doug Wortman has joined the team. Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Email markwortman@atproperties.com. Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753. Mary's email is MaryWortman@AOL.com. And Doug's cell phone, 269-930-2250. And his email is DougWortman@ATProperties.com.
Good evening, John. How are you?
It's my brother with a different mother. Notice I didn't say older brother with a different mother.
Well, welcome to March.
Yeah.
We're surviving. We survived the winter.
Well, you had a pretty good winter, I think, and a couple of visits to San Diego, at least one.
So. One, yeah. And we're so, back. We're back to. We're so busy, we don't get a chance to get out of here. So that's a good thing.
It is. Doug, welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate and to the real estate industry. Tell us, because I didn't go pull up the LinkedIn profile and all your tell your background and the decision to. I know some really good realtors. If you want some mentors, but
and they're sitting next to you.
Yes, they are.
Well, I had to go through an extensive interview process. Obviously, not knowing the people I was joining. Not just kidding aside. My background is I went to Western Michigan University. I graduated locally here at St. Joseph High School. Got my MBA at the University of Louisville and spent the last decade working in business-to-business sales with a lot of Fortune 500 companies. Real estate really comes naturally to me, given that I have parents that have the background of over 20 years experience. I've bought and sold over 3 homes in different states, so getting the knowledge of renovating and obviously going through the buying process and selling process makes bringing that personal experience to the real estate side of things is very helpful for the clients.
You're married with kids? One kid, two kids, four kids?
I have a lovely wife, Caitlin. And then we have a son, Carter, who's about 18 months old.
Yeah. And that was that just before you guys moved back into town or after you moved back into town?
We bought a house and then Carter came 2 weeks after we closed on the house. So it was a little chaotic there.
Well, but that helps when you're working with folks who are trying to buy a house as their family grows because you've been through it and you understand.
He's got some great experience with first-time home buyers because he went through it himself.
Yeah.
In different states.
And remodeling, too, because you did that both on, was it Wisconsin or Minnesota? I don't remember now.
In Wisconsin. And yeah, we renovated a 100-year-old home. I will say my parents said, are you sure you want to buy that house? No, we went forward with it. It was a great experience to basically take it from start to finish on remodeling the house. And the finished product was awesome. Tough to let it go, but we're happy to be back here in Michigan.
In Southwest Michigan, yeah. I want to know, were there some summer or fall pontoon discussions on Pawpaw Lake about this?
Because
this is not a career change like that. And you have all the skill sets and the professional connections to be very successful in it. And I don't mean just your parents. I mean, your prior business experience ties in well as well. But that's not a quick, easy decision for a lot of us to make when you're going to make a career change.
Yeah, I've always been very interested in real estate. Obviously, hearing a lot of side discussions with my parents talking about it. And it was just something that I felt the timing was right. Thought about it for a long period of time and very excited to join the Wortman Real Estate Group.
And your wife is okay with the evening and weekend phone calls?
Yes, of course.
She's getting used to it.
Well, now that the Wortman Group has three of you in it, you have 3 different open houses this weekend. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about those in whatever order you want.
Great.
We're talking with the Wortman Real Estate Group, Doug, Mark, and Mary Wortman. Doug's cell phone is 269-930-2250. Email Doug Wortman at atproperties.com. Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753. And her email is marywortman at aol.com. Mark's email is markwortman at atproperties.com. Cell phone, 269-876-2929. And their website is mwortman.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace in the studio tonight, the Wortman Real Estate Group, part of the number one broker in both all of Chicagoland, but also all of Southwest Michigan at Properties. It's Mark, Mary, and Doug Wortman. And now that there's three of you, you can split up and you've got three open houses. And what a great weekend this is going to be to have open houses and take a look at homes, because there's still plenty of buyers out there. And the market has been consistent for sales throughout our first quarter. And I think the first quarter is going to end up with a bang, especially if we can get rid of that S word.
Snow.
Mary, you're going to start us off. We've got, let's see, house built in 1995, 3606 Lincoln Pine Street in St. Joe, Michigan. We've got four bedrooms, two full baths, and a half bath, 2,721 total square feet, and the listing price is only $310,000. Tell me about this house.
This house is a custom-built home. It's an open floor plan. It was way ahead of its time. When you walk in, you've got the vaulted ceilings, you've got a beautiful fireplace on your left. You look to your right, you've got a very large kitchen that goes into an eat-in area, and then there's like a mudroom behind there. It's a large mudroom. It's got a beautiful study that's everybody's. It seems like most people have home offices now, so you've got that designated area. It has doors that close. You know, if the kids are running around, you can at least close the door. You've got a very large huge master bathroom suite. The back yard has got a sports court, and so you can play tennis back there, badminton, you can play basketball. It's just a really cool option. You must come out and see it this Sunday. If you've never seen a sports court, you'll want to come and check it out.
Beautiful hardwood floors, some vaulted ceilings, some nice sunroofs, and nice, just clean, bright paint throughout it. It looks like there's nothing you're going to need to do going into this house. And for those who don't know, Lonesome Pine is kind of the backyard, if you will, of Eaton Park. So if you've got a couple dogs, you can, you know, or if you got kids who are into softball, baseball, or rocket football.
It's right by Upton.
Yeah, that so, as well.
So that's good. It's a great location. It sits on a cul-de-sac, which a lot of people like, because you don't have a busy road right there.
Yeah, and much less worry about kids on bikes in the road.
Exactly.
Because if you're not going to the cul-de-sac, you're not going to turn up into it. Again, that listing price is $310,000, and all three of these open houses are from 1 to 3 this coming Sunday. The address, again, is 3606, I can't say that, 3606 Lincoln Pine Street in St. Joe, and that's right off of Lincoln. Well, to get into the subdivision, you're coming off of
Lincoln and Maiden Lane. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that's correct.
So, great neighborhood and a beautiful, just a beautiful property, and it's, as we've seen a lot of last year, most buyers these days are not looking for that rehab project, Doug.
I can attest to that.
They're looking for something that's a little more turnkey than that. Now, Doug, you're going to be at, on the other hand, there are some great bargains out there in Southwest Michigan. If you don't mind putting a little work in, and the price is still right for that, Doug, the open house you're going to be at Sunday from 1 to 3 is 4013 Applewood Drive in St. Joe. Listing price is only $149,500. We've got three bedrooms, one full bath. It's a nice brick ranch with the attached garage, the kind of thing that we saw built in the 50s in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ranch home with a great location in a neighborhood. It sits on just over a half acre. It's got a nice open floor plan. Really, it's a great starter home, or it could be a home that you can live in for a long period of time with everything being on one level. It's got a very large garage as well, and it's a nice flowing floor plan from the kitchen into the living room.
I like the arch entryways and sitting ways of that design from the late 50s. And it's off Miners Road, which means it's still far enough away. This is not part of the floodplain that is down below the river there.
It's a great location. It's in St. Joe's schools, too. nice.
Oh, those are beautiful tiles in the kitchen floor. And that doesn't look, that's not vinyl, that's ceramic.
Those are nice tiles.
So $149.5 is a great starter price for first-time home buyers.
It's hard to find any houses under $150 in the St. Joe schools that you can move right in. And this is one. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It does offer some newer updates. It's got a new roof in 2017. And so it's in great shape. It's moving ready.
Well, and again, as you just said, $149.5, under $150 for a three-bedroom, one-bath ranch with an attached garage that I'm ready to move into now. Now, over time, maybe you replace some carpet or put in some hardwood floors. You might update a
kitchen.
There's
already hardwood floors there, yeah, under the carpet.
Under the carpet.
So,
right.
Yeah.
You could just finish them.
Somebody buys it, they can pull the carpet up. They got really nice hardwood floors. But
it wouldn't take that much, and the appliances look fairly new as well. It wouldn't take that much to do some minor updates to this house over the next 3 to 5 years and have something that really appreciates in value.
The current owners have really taken good care of the house. They've done a lot of things. So,
in addition to first-time home buyers who are looking for that starter home for them, whether I have kids yet or not, it's also a great location and a great house for somebody who's downsizing from, I don't need two stories and 3,500 square feet anymore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
That's a great house.
The address again on that one, and the open house on Sunday is from 1 to 3. It's 4013 Amplewood Drive, which is off Miners Road, just south of St. Joe, South St. Joe, not far from Power and Motion and those folks. 4013 Amplewood, and the listing price again is $149.5. Okay, Mark, you're going to be at Eagle Crest.
I am going to be at Eagle Crest Sunday from 1 to 3. This is a really cool house. It's only 3 years old, so it's virtually a new house. And they've got hardwood floors. They got granite in the kitchen. It's a gourmet kitchen. It's a wonderful starter house. It's not a huge house, but I'll tell you what, you can't find a house that's any better than this. And it's attractively priced at $289.9, and it's a newer subdivision. So it's out in Baroda, so you've got a little country around you, a little space. It's a great location as well.
Yeah, it's right off of Eagle Crest. Is that subdivision is right off of Cleveland Avenue as you're heading down.
Cleveland and Lemon Creek.
Yeah. Listing price $289.9. We've got three bedrooms, two full baths, plus a half bath on the main level. A nice, again, large two-car attached garage, and it looks like there's living space or storage space above the garage.
There probably is some storage space above the garage. The more important thing is they have finished the basement. So you have a family room downstairs, so you got the nice living room when you come in with a fireplace, and then in the basement you do have a family room. They were using it as a family room / study as well, so it's nice space. The decorations and finishes in this house are amazing. The couple that is selling the house, his parents are in the design interior finishing business in Kansas, and so they went in and they did everything the right way. It's very nice.
Oh, it's
very attractive.
Beautiful, not only hardwood floors, but really nice colors offsetting the kitchen, white cabinet, and stainless steel appliances, and all looks brand new.
Top of the line appliances, everything in it's brand new. It's, as they say, it's ready to go.
I like the entryway, or that it's not an entryway, but from the kitchen, there's a countertop that extends into the dining room as well. So you can have folks sitting in their bar stools, eating there at the kitchen
counter. Well, it's a great place for entertaining because you can put all your hors d'oeuvres and stuff there, or pass through area, whatever you want to do.
Well, and when you're in the kitchen, or you get grandkids, you're in the kitchen, you can still see what's going on.
Absolutely.
In the other room.
Plus, there's a deck outside, so hopefully the weather warms up here one of these days. We can go back outside and start enjoying the outside as well. It's nice, nice location.
It's also just a little less than a half an acre, so it's not a lot to maintain. $289.9 is the listing price. It's a beautiful home. You've got to see it, both vinyl siding and brick and stone on the front exterior. Again, three bedrooms, two full baths upstairs, and on the main floor, you've got a half bath as well for when you're entertaining. And that one, Mark will be at from 1 to 3.
And I will be there. And Nicholson built it. He did a great job building this house as well.
Yeah, solid builder. All the houses that we talk about and a lot more information as well can be found at the Wortman Real Estate Group website, mwortman.com. That website's not changing in the near future, is it?
No. we're still here.
Well, you've got a number of other houses we can talk about, and we probably ought to have, because we are bouncing back and forth between rain, snow, and 60 degrees, and but we're heading into that season where it's really time, if you're going to list, to get your house in the market now and make sure it's ready. Let's talk about some of those things coming back up.
Great.
We need to take another quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking with the Wortman Real Estate Group, Doug, Mark, and Mary Wortman. Doug's cell phone is 269-930-2250. Email Doug Wortman at atproperties.com. Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753, and her email is marywortman at aol.com. Mark's email is markwortman at atproperties.com. Cell phone, 269-876-2929. And their website is pretty simple, mwortman.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace with the Wortman Real Estate Group in the studio. Mark's cell phone, 269-876-2929, and email markwortman at atproperties.com. Mary Wortman, 269-208-1753. Mary's email is marywortman at aol.com. And Doug Wortman, the newest member of the group, 269-930-2250, and his email is dougwortman at atproperties.com. The three of you are all three different houses, open houses Sunday from one to three, as we were just talking about. But that really, you can walk through. It's not like buying a used car where you're kicking the tires. There comes a little bit more involved if you're going to be buying a house and you really want to be prepared to have a competitive offer, because as we've seen a lot last year, when you've got five, six buyers for every decent house that's out there, if you're trying to undercut and, you know, the seller's going to pay all my closing costs and I'm going to offer them $20,000 less, well,
that's not going to work out.
That's generally, not going to work out.
Doesn't work out in this market very well at all. When the economy was going south, you could do that and go in and get some good deals.
Yeah.
Now the sellers are more, I guess, attuned to the marketplace, and a lot of realtors are encouraging them to price them to sell and be pretty close to where the bullseye should be. And when buyers come in and undercut by more than 10%, they wonder why they don't get the house. And usually they have either insulted the seller or they have competitors gone in, another buyer's gone in and bought it out from underneath them. So,
but that's one of the reasons why, as opposed to, you know, I saw this house online somewhere, so I'm just going to call a listing agent. And not that all of us haven't been involved in transactions where both sides were represented by one realtor, but in general, it is a better idea to have your realtor, somebody you trust as a buyer's representative, who's looking out just for your interest.
Totally agree. A lot of people that are getting to market to buy a house don't understand the value that having buyer representation from another agent can give you. And I think it's the age we live in. Everybody thinks that if it's listed, go online, talk to the realtor that's got the listing. I like it when they call me, don't get me wrong, but my loyalty as a listing agent is to the seller.
Right.
And so I'm more than happy to put deals together, and we like doing that. But the reality is, you as a buyer are not getting the proper representation, and you're not going to necessarily get a better deal if you work with a listing agent.
Right. Doug, what you've got some thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's very important that you have representation from a buyer side of things. You need to be prepared to pay close to asking price if it's competitive. Not only that, there's other things you can do with working with the right realtor to differentiate your offer, making sure you're putting in key aspects of the offer that are friendly to the seller, but not putting yourself in a bad spot to make sure you're in the best position to win the property.
Right, and on occasion, things will come up on inspections where we might make some alterations to or some adjustments later on to the purchase agreement. But these days, I think in particular, especially as we're ready, home buying season is here, even though we're only in the beginning of March, you need to have a solid pre-approval as opposed to a pre-qualification. The different things, pre-qual, somebody ran your credit report, you said I make X for money and I have X in the bank, and so they sent you a letter. And I've seen some cases where Lori Brinks and I are working with a young couple right now buying a house. They had two pre-approval letters from different institutions in town. Well, we actually looked at their documentation, and those pre-approvals weren't worth the paper they were written on, because both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac said, no, you're not ready to do a conventional mortgage yet. You you got to go FHA instead, or fix these things, and then you can go conventional. And that's the difference between a solid pre-approval. Whatever lender you're working with, you've actually proven to them that you make what you say you make, and you have what you say in the bank. That helps you on your side in making a strong offer to the listing agent on a house as well.
One of the points that Doug brought up is, and it, we really should, I'd like to talk a little bit about it, is it's not always about the price. When you're coming in with an offer, we focus on the price, obviously, but a good buyer representation, the other agent can talk to the listing agent and find out what's important to the seller. I just put a deal together where we had multiple offers that came in, and the offer they chose was not necessarily the highest price, but they were willing to work with the seller on a move-out date and some of the other terms that were more important. So, you know, understanding the full picture and being able to come in, it is a good thing to do.
Well, and if I'm a buyer, let's say I'm a family in particular, husband, wife, however many kids, right? I want my buyer's agent to understand what we're looking for and be able to tell that listing agent the story, because sometimes it's the family story that helps the listing agent and the seller of the house go, you know, yeah, we'd really like to have a young family with two girls in this house. That
it does happen. Those letters that people write, the buyer's agents write and send off to the seller's agent, it does help. It's impactful.
You had some other points or thoughts in there, Doug?
Well, I think the biggest thing you touched on is making sure you're pre-approved going in. I mean, we're going into the spring market. There's a very low inventory on the market today. So if you find the house that you really want and it comes on the market, you can't wait 2 weeks to go look at it, because it's going to get an offer pretty quickly, more than likely. So being prepared to make that offer and having an agent that is in tune with what's coming on the market, so you can get in there the first day it's on the market to go see that house.
Yeah. Quickly, because then as we move into season, again, great homes that are in great shape and priced right are going to move and move quickly. And I don't know if you guys saw the story. There was a 900 square foot with an attached garage house in California outside of Silicon Valley that just was listed at $1.5 million and sold at $2 million.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that story. That's a good one.
Which is why you want to move to Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, more
you get
affordable.
A lot more house for $2
million. Yeah, amazing.
That's funny. That's good.
So if my wife and I, or I'm a single person, I'm considering selling, or I'm taking a job transfer and moving to Texas, wherever it may be, let's talk about being prepared to list my house and what I need to think about in those veins.
I think the first thing is you got to find the right real estate agent to represent your house. It'll give you feedback on, you know, both the positives and then also the negatives of what your house might need to update before you put it on the market. Because really the first couple weeks you have it on the market is really your prime time to get the most views for your house. Your first showing will take place online. So making sure that you have a company that will represent you, get good photographs taken of your property, so when it goes on the market, it's in the best position to show properly.
Yeah, they depending. I mean, you know, if I'm getting ready to sell the house and I haven't updated the kitchen yet, I may not be doing that beforehand, but what are some other smaller, simple things that I can do that will help prepare the house to show well?
Decluttering is the biggest. Start packing things up or donating other things that you don't want anymore. That just put away a third of your stuff and you'll be in a lot better shape.
Decluttering is something we all need to go through whether we're moving or not. I can tell you, because we haven't been able to put a car in our garage all winter. There are new appliances out there waiting to come into the house, and one old appliance that did come out, but we haven't called the pickup folks to get yet. Of course, when I changed offices in December, all of the stuff from that is sitting in various places of the house, waiting for the new office to get open. I think one of the things that if I was going to list my house that really makes a difference for me, Mark, is the amount of research you do that helps determine what that price point would be. I mean, we've talked about it a couple of times. Folks whose house had been on the market on and off for more than 5 years and never been able to sell it, and you had it sold within 30 to 60 days at a price range that was right, that was comfortable for the seller.
Well, having the right price is what it's all about. Unfortunately, I'm not the most popular person when I come in and do my market analysis, because if somebody says, hey, your house is worth X, and then I come in and say it's really X minus 10% or 15% or whatever the magic number is, they immediately want to list with the person that's going to want to list it at the highest price. And then after 180 days and it doesn't sell, and then it actually sells for less than what I told them it would sell for, then it's too late. And it's unfortunately, we don't sell, everybody doesn't sell houses every day, except unless you're in real estate. So to have a realtor that you trust and give you the information and follow them, it's a leap of faith, but it does work. And that's one of the biggest hurdles we as realtors have to overcome is, do you want the listing at the high price? It may not sell, but I get my sign in the yard. Or are we doing, do we really want to help the people and be truthful with them and say, this is where you need to put it, and this is where the market says?
I recently had a conversation with a young couple who's buying their first house right now, and we had a long discussion about, do I want to buy this house the way it is, and then maybe I'm going to go get a home improvement loan to do a couple of things I want to do the house that aren't necessary right now to buy it, or do I want to go off into a construction loan and add all of that added cost and paperwork into, and a slightly higher interest rate, because it's construction loans, rehabs carry more risk than just, I'm going to buy the house and we'll do what we want to do to it afterwards. And that, again, this is why we'd price your house that way. If folks can listen to logic, as opposed to, I just want the bigger dollar.
Oh, but it's an emotional thing. It's very emotional.
We're always attached emotionally to the property. This is where the kids had their birthdays, and where we did Easter and Christmas and New Year celebrations, and occasionally drunk friends fell asleep on the couch.
Lots of stories.
and there's all kinds of memories tied up. In fact, we probably have pictures all over the walls of different events that have taken place in the house. But at some point, you have to get beyond the emotion to go, well, what's our time frame? Do I want to sit out there for a longer period of time at a higher price because that's not really where the market is? Or do I really want to sell it and move? And that's a hard thing for lots of us to get through.
You know, it's interesting. When we were growing up, we always heard the phrase, time is money. And nowadays, people don't look at it that way. They just, if it took 150 days or 2 years to sell a house, I guess that's okay.
Well, in 2 years, maybe it would appreciate more.
It may appreciate more, but the market's totally different, too.
And you never know where the market's going.
And the only reason I bring up 2 years is when you're dealing with second homes and lake properties, you do see the longer on-market times. And a lot of times they're on market so long because they're very overpriced.
Well, and not just because it's lakefront, higher-end homes. And you have some higher-end homes that you've listed before and have sold multi-million dollar homes, along various inland and Lake Michigan properties. Those are special buyers. It's not like going over to, was it Pinewood at 149.5? That's not the same kind of animal.
No.
We need to take another quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking with the Wortman Real Estate Group, Doug, Mark, and Mary Wortman. Doug's cell phone is 269-930-2250. Email Doug Wortman at atproperties.com. Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753, and her email is marywortman@aol.com. Mark's email is markwortman@atproperties.com. Cell phone 269-876-2929. And their website is mwortman.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. The Wortman Group, Mark, Doug, and Mary in the studios tonight. And because we haven't got a lot of time left, let's go right in. I'll give your emails and put the phone numbers on the website as we upload the podcast, those kind of things. But let's talk about, we were just talking about homes that are exquisite, higher priced, sometimes lakefront property. Let's talk about Austin Trail in St. Joe, listing price $885. You've got three bedrooms, two full baths upstairs, a master bedroom with a 1.5 baths on the main floor, and I assume that full bath would be part of a master bathroom. 6,354 all-level square feet, not including the basement, 3,854 square feet, two fireplaces. This is an extraordinary home.
It's an amazing house. It's Dale Christie built it back in 06, and it's a really cool house, very high-end finishes. So we're in Austin Trail, which is right next to Churchill Farms, has deeded access to Lake Michigan at the end of the street, so that's pretty cool, too. The house, I've had several people walk through it recently during showings, and they all pretty much say the same thing. They just love the floor plan. So when you walk in, they've got the high ceilings. They got these archways between each of the rooms. It's just large rooms and very open floor plans. very nice. And the kitchen is really, it's ultimately a gourmet kitchen. It has two dishwashers, it has a granite counters, it has a snack bar, opens up into a sunroom, informal, formal dining. It's got everything. And there's a theater room in the basement. And a wine cellar, too. So it has everything for everybody.
Beautiful windows and gorgeous views. And I love the stones and the fire pit out on the bluff, you know, looking out over the lake. And granite counter. It's just an extra Dale Christie has built. I think he's still building occasionally.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. He's a great builder.
That address again is 2524 Austin Trail in St. Joe, and the price is $885,000.
Recently reduced.
And Mary, you have a listing, that a house that's come off the market but is coming back up at 3463 South Cleveland Avenue with 8 full acres.
No, it's got more than 8. It's got 32.
32 acres.
32 acres.
Times 4.
it's a huge property, and it's awesome. For all of you that have horses or want to get into the horse business, it has 32 stalls. It's got a nice riding indoor arena. It has 3 outdoor arenas to ride in. It's got several outbuildings. You can have your boats, tractors, a lot of extra farm equipment in there. You have plenty of space for it. There are 2 properties on there. They're renting them right now. The one house is 1,400 square feet. It's quite nice inside. The other one's just a little open one-bedroom bungalow. And so you could get rental income there if you'd like. Or maybe you want to build your dream house on this property. So it's amazing. I grew up with horses. I know how much fun they are. And this would be the spot to put them.
Well, and this is 32 acres in St. Joe.
Yeah.
It's on just off Cleveland Avenue and north. Well, it's on Cleveland Avenue, but north of I-94,
right,
in between Trevor and, say, Maiden Lane.
Yes.
And to find that kind of acreage.
And they're only asking $675.
It's really an unbelievable property. And like Mary said, it'd be a great place to have your horses, but 32 acres would also make a nice development for 4 or 5 high-end homes in there. Somebody could really have a
Greg
really
Fenner?
Yeah, Greg Fenner, where are you? Yeah. It would be a wonderful place to for a developer.
Oh yeah. Especially because there is a need for additional new housing in Southwest Michigan. And again, 32 acres in and it's St. Joe Township, not St. Joe City.
Yes. Right.
But
yes,
right off Cleveland Avenue. And if you do have horses, boy, how much are you paying to
board horses?
If you're board horses for somebody else,
you have
the opportunity for a revenue stream there as well.
Exactly.
And next house, another home you want to talk about on your massive?
I have a really cool house. I showed it to somebody. We just listed it about 2 weeks ago, and it was a picture of this Victorian farmhouse, and it had snow all over it, and her comment was, it looks like a Currier and Ives house. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is such a cool house, and it was built before my time back in the 1870s, so it's been around a while. And
is this pipestone?
It's the South Pipestone, yes. Yeah. So it's the address is 3361 South Pipestone. It's listed at 282.5. It has a little over an acre and a half, 1.71 acres. What's really cool about it, though, the house is in impeccable shape. If you go in it, you'll be just like somebody brought you back into time. Everything is in. She's kept it in really nice shape.
Large rooms.
All the crown molding.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's really cool. The other part that's amazing is with this property, you get not only the house, you got a cottage next door that she used as an art studio and taught classes in. So,
wow.
So there's actually a bedroom and a bathroom and a little kitchenette. And then on top of that, you have a large 3-story barn. It used to be for cows. So I hear somebody looked at it and said, oh, this make a good wedding venue.
Well, that's a possibility too.
You never know. And then on the other side of the barn, which you really can't see, is another 2-car garage with a workshop in it with power and everything else. So, you know, for 282, you're getting a lot of bang
you're
for the buck here.
Lot. The house itself has 4 bedrooms and 2 full baths, 2,646, my bifocals might need to be updated here, square feet. But yeah, when you got to go out to the website, mwortman.com, and the address again is 3361 South Pipestone Road. Sodus is a great place to live.
Just it really is.
You're out away from the business, but of course, the
you're
breweries and vineyards
enough.
Are also close too, but you're close enough. You you can be in St. Joe or back down in South Bend, mm-hmm. wherever you want to go really quick.
You can be in the highway in 10 minutes if you want to, if you got to go somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great.
1.71 acres total. And the listing price is $282,500. And yeah, you got to go out to the website and look at the interior mm-hmm. pictures because it's absolutely gorgeous.
You sit way up
gorgeous.
On a hill. It's very pretty. You can see all around.
And so again, we're not worried about flood.
Definitely not.
I love the Bacon School Road area, but boy, there's some folks that are
bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully not for another 30 or 40 years.
Right.
Or 500.
Yeah. 500 years would be good too. Well, Doug, Mark and Mary, it's been great to have you in the studios tonight. Again, we've got three open houses on Sunday, and those addresses again are 3606 Lincoln Pine Street is one, right?
1683 Eagle Crest Drive in Baroda.
And 4013 Applewood Drive, and each of you will be at one of those houses from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Though you could flip a coin and maybe change who's going to one house depending on how you feel Sunday morning.
See, we have a little competition going. I think more people are going to come to my house, so we'll see what happens.
Go Facebook Live, see how many people like it while you're there, and
that's
then we'll you know we'll count the numbers up afterwards.
There you go.
All the thumbs up likes on,
gotta have fun.
On Facebook Live. The Wartman Real Estate Group, Mark Wartman, Mary Wartman, and Doug Wartman, thanks for coming in tonight, and I hope you sell all three houses this
weekend.
That would be perfect.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.